Do a Lot More, M-O-O-R-E, by Jeanette Waite-Bennett. For the winner of the High School Heisman Award, it's one goal after another, most of them away from the football field. When the typical teenager makes a to-do list, it often includes homework, classes, church activities, and a social life. But what if you added practices and games for three sports into the picture? Then it would be completely full, right? No room for service or volunteer work? You won't convince Blake Moore, a priest in the Forest Green Ward, of the Utah Ogden Weber Heights stake. Blake has received national recognition for his athletic skills. But he still feels service is a top priority. In fact, his dedication to service helped him to receive his latest honor, the High School Heisman Award. In the United States, the Heisman Award is given to the best collegiate football player each year. A few years ago, a similar award was started for high school athletes. But the selection committee wasn't just after the best football player. They were looking for a well-rounded person, someone who did well at school and was involved in his or her community. They found what they were looking for in Blake. How does he fit it all into his busy schedule? You have time for what you take time for, he says. I don't get it when people say they don't have time for things. Everyone has the same number of hours in the day. Much of Blake's service began through the scouting program. In fact, for Blake's Eagle Project, he organized a book drive for St. Anne's Homeless Shelter and focused mainly on gathering children's books. But Blake's service doesn't end with his Eagle Project. He is the area chairman for the American Cancer Society. He collects cash donations from people living in his Ogden neighborhood to be used for research and publicity. He is also the youth representative on the Utah State Committee for the March of Dimes. He volunteers at a homeless shelter and a local hospital, and he also contributes his time and muscle to Habitat for Humanity. Athletically, Blake has done it all. He is the captain of the football, basketball, and baseball teams. He also carries a 4.0 grade point average and is the senior class president. Trying to get Blake to talk about his successes is like pulling teeth, but he finally admits that he has tried to be a well-rounded person, not just a student or an athlete. One thing he does emphasize is that it is cool to serve. I want others to know that it is not nerdy to do service, Blake says. How could it be? Service is the best thing to do. Blake points out his flaws as if he is uncomfortable with all the recognition of his strengths, but he is not hesitant telling about the role his family has played in his life, where he is the youngest of five children. The examples I've had in my life have really helped me. I learned from my brothers and sisters how to handle situations and leadership responsibilities. They've given me a lot of guidance. Two of his siblings are currently serving missions. My brothers and sisters are my heroes. I owe so much to my family. The Moores believe this award is more than just honoring Blake. We really feel that the Lord had a hand in it, Blake's mom Leslie said. We hope this will further his work as kids see a good moral person being honored. Many kids that get this much attention would be ruined by it, said Blake's dad, David. But Blake is the same person in all aspects of his life, on and off the field, in and out of the spotlight. Blake sincerely loves others, especially children. I think it's because I never had little brothers or sisters, he says. I really like getting to know the neighbor kids. I can see that they really look up to me. Children look up to athletes for role models, whether the athletes deserve it or not. The two national winners of the High School Heisman, one young man and one young woman, were selected based on three areas: athletics, academics, and community service. Blake plans to attend a university for 1 year before serving a mission. When I get back from my mission, I'll have to decide how far to go with sports. I'll pray about that decision. Blake plans to use his love for people and his academic talents to be a pediatrician. But no matter what the future holds, Blake will always make time to help others. Nothing feels better, he says, smiling, not even playing sports. End of the article, Do a Lot More by Jeanette Waite Bennett.